This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Danny Parkins, FS1, expressing a opinion that a lot of people have, and I do believe that the play is going to be banned. I mean, it only survived by two votes.
So, go ahead.
The writing's
on your
wall.
Chest.
Well, you know, for 1 year
like
while I can. For 1 year while I can.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, Andy, real quick. I'm just amazed that, like, they don't. It's like, okay, I'm not as much anti the play as I am just let it be a fair play. Let the defense do the same thing the offense is doing. And then you got. Why that's not brought up more is kind of astounding to me. It's like, stop it. It's like, okay, can you let us push like you guys push? Oh, no. You got to stop it without that. Okay, well, then it's not a fair play.
Level playing ground. That's it. Ted, it's the same thing. Get to push one way.
We should get to push one way.
Yeah, I get to push behind Milton Williams and Christian Barmore right into your stack of humanity as well.
So why don't you talk to your boy Vrabel so that next year the Patriots, because any team, I believe the way this works, any team can make a rules proposal. They could make a counter proposal to the whatever. There's going to be a proposal next year to shoot down the tush push. Maybe just have the Patriots put a proposal forward that allowed the defense to defend the tush push. In a fair fashion.
You're right. I don't know why that isn't brought up more, but I feel like, Andy, my guess is this will be on the table again next year, they will get the two votes that they need. So
what about the owner? Can you qualify or clarify for myself and the audience at large? There was a disclaimer at the end of it that said, well, the owners can in private now discuss it as well. Like, can the owners sort of override or can there be like an overriding vote? Like, can they meet it, or the,
I don't
can the league
so.
Then push, or do they have to wait
voted.
A full year?
The owners did vote.
This was all owner. Okay.
Yeah.
So the commissioner has no order 66 he can put through or anything.
No, they voted on it. It was basically shot down or saved for this year. This proposal was shot down to save the tush push, but it'll change. And, you know, I thought it was interesting that Jason Kelce literally flew out there and was at the meetings. I guess he was. So I watched some of his New Heights podcast with his brother, and he was annoyed that people were presuming that he retired because of the tush push, or he got hurt because of the tush push. And he actually made a joke that he would come back and just do tush pushes. It for the center, he thought it was a very easy play. And it's all the other stuff he doesn't want to have to do anymore. If you just wanted him to run tush pushes all day long, he'll do that. But that wasn't the only rule. That's going to get the most, because it was also weird, Ted. Am I wrong? Because you follow this, I think, more closely than I do, because it's a little bit of a pet peeve of yours. Didn't it feel like it was going to get shot down, and then all of a sudden it didn't?
Yeah, I was surprised by that. It just felt like I feel like a lot of the kind of the big voices that, you know, cover the NFL were hinting that it was going to get the votes it needed the momentum. Just everything I ever read or heard felt like that this would not get pushed through. That was surprising. So, and what was also surprising is, wait, what happened? Detroit, they took off their proposal to to not, you know, to make basically, I'm shocked by that because it basically, you know, division winners, it wouldn't matter anymore. It would just go based on seeding, would be based on overall records, which I thought would get passed. And that never even went to a vote.
We didn't even hear the vote. Does that make you think, Ted, that maybe somebody whispered in Lions ownership here, like, this is, you're going to get embarrassed. This is going to go like 9-23.
That is something like that had to happen, Fitzy, Andy. Politics. I don't know. Right? It's total politics, buddy, right?
So the only thing I thought of is this definitely, that's the one part of this I don't like, is it seems like it gets political and little alliances and corners of meeting rooms and this games or whatever. But I wondered, because we've talked about this, the schedule right now is built around division play. All those teams play those games at the end of the season. Is there any chance that the league wants to change this at a time when they can then alter the schedule before they actually, you know what I mean? So, like, they have a schedule built one way. Allow them to build a schedule with this rule in place, and therefore they can change the schedule up a little bit, maybe not just have division games late in the year.
You know,
I don't know.
That might be one of the best. That might be one of the smartest things I've ever heard you say.
Oh, thank you.
It happens every now and again, Ted. I know every now and again, Andy will say something.
I'll see myself out.
Because what did we say?
Carpet vomit.
There's a lot of people that were like, a lot of the games early were like these division games. Oh, you can't have a division game week one.
Right.
And if you have that rule, then nobody's talking about division games week one. It won't matter. So I think there might be some truth to that. And I think that's one of your more astute observations, bud.
Well, if I actually think both of these are going to come to fruition at some point, whether the tush push will be gone and nobody will really miss it. That's the other thing that's kind of annoyed me. As much as I get into debates with you about it, I don't really care. It is not like the shift in baseball. It's not like in baseball, and that's what Danny Perkins brought up on FS1. In baseball, every game I watched, somebody was shifting. So now Ortiz, instead of having a base hit between first and second, has a ground out to the guy deep in the hole. And like, yes, that changed every game in baseball. This is a play that basically changes the games for one team. Because even the Bills, who I guess were the second most likely to use it, weren't very good at it, weren't nearly as good as the Eagles. Well, so
especially in that AFC championship, they didn't do
it the right way.
No, they don't.
Like, Josh goes to the left. You don't see Jalen Hurts. He just goes right under his center. He doesn't pick a side like Josh Allen does. So it's like, if you're going to try and copy the tush push, dummies, like, do it the right way. They don't even do it the right way.
Actually copy it. But it didn't, like, it doesn't ruin the game. I think people will very quickly, they're going to be like torpedo bats. The torpedo bats are dead and buried. I don't know if you guys have noticed. That was like the biggest story in baseball for like a week. And I actually noticed it because there's a guy on the Mets in this series that's using a torpedo bat. And it doesn't seem to, like, it's irrelevant. It's like old news. We've moved on. And I think we'll move on very quickly from the tush push. Now, Fitzy, you were the one that brought to our attention this, this onside kick rule in our email today. Which, so apparently the change they're making is that you can declare an onside kick at any time in a game now if you're trailing.
Yes.
But they're going to be kicked from the 34 instead of the 35. Can you explain that to me?
Can you explain it to me? First of all, I don't understand why.
It's an easy one.
They ever, why the 34, not 35?
It gives you the cover team that's covering just a yard closer to try and get the ball.
So instead of
5% success rate, you've now given a team 7% chance or 8%.
You think that extra yard matters that much?
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
So wait a second. But if I kick it from the 34, you still have to be at the 45. So now I have 11. So you know what I mean, Ted? Because you have to be 10 yards apart.
I don't know exactly where they got to line up. I'm just saying you get, instead of a, I'm guessing instead of 10 yards head start, you have a 9 yard head start.
The way that I understood the rule used to be was you would be at the 35. Well, first of all, the fact that now you can do it any time in the game, you should be able to do it whenever you want because Sean Payton made a coaching legacy and won a Super Bowl with that. The fact that they said, oh, you can only do it in the second half or the fourth quarter if you're trailing.
And the other thing is, it was so dumb. But you got to let the team know.
Yeah, and you had to.
I hate that.
So now do you not have to identify, or do you still have to identify it?
Oh,
yes.
So that's,
oh.
But
we're going to try this play.
The way I'm understanding it is the team kicking gets to move up a yard closer, thus giving them less space to cover to maybe get the ball. So okay. It, to me, they're trying to make
go,
it
Ted,
right better here. Than a 5% chance.
A breakdown from our friends at The Athletic. Additionally, onside kicks will be taken from the 34-yard line instead of the 35.
There you go.
And players on the kicking team will line up 1 yard closer to where the ball can be recovered.
So I had it right. So they are yard
closer. So now it's 9. So that will give them a slight edge. So I get the competitive balance in there. But, Andy, why don't they just go full-blown? I guess it was XFL 2.0 at the time when they instituted this, now known as the UFL. Why not just let them, you know, you can choose 4th and 15 from your 20, or you can do an onside kick, and you don't have to identify. Just do it. The element of surprise should be in play, as opposed to, hello, we are now presenting that we are going to try a trick play. It's dumb.
The second part is player safety. That's what they will file it under, because you can see some hellacious hits on onside kicks, because there are plays basically drawn up where one guy's coming in. He's not trying to recover the ball. He's trying to blow up the guy who's going to try to recover the ball so that the other guy behind him can recover the ball. And guys are getting blown up. And if you don't know what's coming, are you defenseless? It's put on Ted. I mean, I don't know how you feel about it, but it's clearly they tried to at least package it as a player safety issue.
Yes, they have. But what they're trying to do is make it a more competitive play. It's kind of like what the old PAT used to be. It was such an automatic play that it really wasn't a competitive play. So they move it back, whatever, 10 yards. Okay. And you basically went from a 97% chance of making it to 93%. Like, you go down like 4 percentile. But that's, believe it or not, I mean, that actually adds value. I think there's some value in that. And so, but yes, they are, everything, especially with the onside kick, is wrapped in this argument of player safety, no doubt.
617-779-7937. We'll take your calls if you're reacting to these rules changes in the National Football League. Reminder, 4 o'clock, we'll talk to Brian Scalabrine about the end of the Celtics season. WEEI Afternoons, we'll talk more NFL rules changes. And I bet you we'll get to Jordan again in this show at some point. That's just something I'm guessing. I don't know, but I bet you we get to a little more Jordan news up next on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
To be honest with you, on Monday, I just call him to talk about something else other than the baseball. Yesterday, I got thrown out. He knew what he had to do, and it was a great – I mean, we won the series, and hopefully we can sweep them tonight.
Red Sox manager Alex Cora with us earlier at Fenway Park on WEEI Afternoons, talking about Ramon Vasquez, who's got a couple wins under his belt as the fill-in manager the last couple nights. If you missed that interview, you can go back on the Odyssey app and use the rewind feature or subscribe to WEEI Afternoons. You can also wait till 5 o'clock. We'll replay that in its entirety. But right now I have some, did you guys see this breaking news from the Tush Push? A little bit of a blow-by-blow rundown on how it survived in Minnesota, because there is a Seth Wickersham story on ESPN that was just posted, which we all know that Seth Wickersham stories are usually well-sourced and have some interesting information in them. Jeffrey Lurie was like us, guys. He thought the Tush Push was going to be banned. That's Eagles owner, and he was mad about it. So when they started the session today, apparently he went on like an hour-long presentation, and it got heated according to ESPN. Am I allowed to say what he said? Hell, if ESPN writes it, I can say it. Is that a fair rule of thumb?
Oh, that's fair. Yeah,
it works with us.
So toward the end of his speech that lasted close to an hour, Lurie made an off-the-cuff analogy. He told the room that regardless of whether the play was banned, it was, quote, a win-win for the Eagles, adding that it was like a wet dream for a teenage boy to create a play that was so successful that the only way for it to be stopped was for it to be banned. So he basically
said... There had to be a better analogy. There had to be at least one.
Wow. Well, Troy Vincent was not happy about that because he chastised...
Why? What happened?
Well, he chastised Lurie for making that wet dream comment, specifically for saying it in front of women that were at the meeting, because this was apparently owners, executives, high-ranking executives. And in the end, it worked because, you know,
he was
like...
A little day class A, if I may. My gosh.
Yeah, it was weird. And I'm not sure it was even appropriate or impactful. Like, was it even the best way to say it?
No.
Whether it was offensive or not, it wasn't even the best way to say it.
These NFL owners, I mean, they a lot of them are clueless, man. I'm telling you. Yeah. Like, you always want to know, what is the problem with these NFL coaches? It's the owners that hire these coaches. Some of them just don't know what they're doing, or... They live in their own little world, Andy. They're in a bubble. They're not in the real world. And so they say things and do things that are like, did he just say that? Are you kidding me? So Jeffrey Lurie is no different. But you know what? Troy, I always kind of call him out for being a turncoat. He used to be on our side. Then he went over to the other side. And so I'm kind of with him on that. It's kind of like, you know, it's a little tactless for him to say that with women in the room.
A little bit, to say the least.
But this is the way that group works. I mean, we certainly have heard, you know, Jerry Jones says some things sometimes publicly that are not exactly appropriate. There's still a good old boy's nature in that room, even though it is a little bit more diversified than it was probably 30 or 40 years ago. But even Jed York, I guess, said how much more blank needs to be said. He got annoyed. It sounds like the owners were kind of getting sick of Jeffrey Lurie and defending his play.
On a soapbox.
Yeah. And I get it. You're good at it. You don't want to lose something you're good at. You're the world champions. But, I mean, kind of at some point, enough is enough if you're swimming upstream. But who am I to say? Because it worked, right? He somehow – sounds like he must have flipped a couple votes somehow, because it seemed like it was going to get banned, and then they came up two votes shy. So who knows? Maybe the Patriots were one of the flipped votes. Maybe they were planning. And Jeffrey Lurie has a relationship with Robert Kraft. He is from the area. Maybe this was just along those lines, friendship lines. Maybe he did his boy a solid and voted against
it. I'm curious if they have to, if they get to publicly, do they know who voted for what? Like, are they all?
Oh, okay. Yeah. The 10 that voted to keep it, I have it. Let me just go to my Twitter. Adam Schefter had it earlier. The 10 that
Eagles,
voted to keep
Patriots.
It. Eagles, Ravens, Browns, Lions, Jaguars, Dolphins, Patriots, Saints, Jets, Titans. Those were the 10 teams.
NFC, I'm trying to think, you know, teams, you know, same division team. Well, is there any team in the division? Okay, so the Lions aren't in their division.
Nope.
The Saints aren't in their division. But they're in the same conference. I don't know. Yep. I would think maybe a conference, it would be a conference thing, but I don't know if that list gives me, indicates anything one way or the other. But
I don't feel like it really, I mean, you could. I mean, the Ravens and the Browns, Vrabel's Patriots, are some of those teams wanting to be kind of tough-nosed teams. I don't know, philosophies that are a little, I don't know.
You guys want to see Drake May getting shoved into the pile for an extra yard anytime soon, knowing that he got his bell rung twice last season?
Nope. I don't think we need that. I'm not even sure we have the line to do it, because I don't know what the line looks like, because they were using all kinds of different lineups at OTAs this week. We'll get into that a little bit later. But up next here on WEEI Afternoons, Brian Scalabrine, for the last time this season, he'll join us, and he'll try to explain to us exactly why we are watching an Eastern Conference Finals that does not include the Boston Celtics. Brian Scalabrine up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.